This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, summer is just around the corner and I can already smell the barbecue firing up. According to the Electrolux Summer Barbecue Survey, Australians eat a barbecued meal 2 to 3 times a week. So you don't want to just be cooking up the same old snags and steaks every time. Barbecuing really is a man's chance to bring out his inner gourmet. One man that's in touch with his inner gourmet is Ben O'Donoghue. You may know him from the TV series Surfing the Menu with Curtis Stone. He's also the author of the cookbook Outdoor, Grill Your Way Around the World. So, Ben, you're somewhat of a barbecue expert then.
I wouldn't say supreme expert, but I love it. So,
yeah.
And I'm a chef, so I kind of know my way around some hot grills.
I think, barbecues are superb for everyone. Men love them because they get to show off their manly cooking skills.
Yeah.
And women love them because for once they don't have to cook everything. So, really, it's a win-win, don't you think?
It is. And you know, the perfect occasion to entertain. It just goes to show in the Electrolux Summer Survey, during the summer months, we actually choose to barbecue more often than we do to eat out or order in. It's the preferred way of cooking.
Yeah, I think the great thing about it for entertaining is that you can talk while you cook.
Yeah, and also the level of expectation is sort of dropped. You can still do really amazing things. That's why I think you can sort of under-promise and over-deliver with a barbecue. Whereas if you have a formal dinner party, the atmosphere is a little more intense, you know, and the expectation's already a little bit higher.
The pressure's
on. But a barbecue, all men are equal. All people are equal at a barbecue, and that's what's so fantastic, you know.
I think the idea of outdoor entertaining has really become quite entrenched in the Australian way of life too, hasn't it?
It has. I mean, you see it in you know, magazines and television shows and everything. It's all that sort of the outdoor room, the outdoor space, bringing the sort of the outdoor indoor. Well, I mean, let's face it, we have a brilliant climate here in Australia. Like I live up in Brisbane, and sort of we can sit on our back deck just about every day of the year. You know, we're quite lucky, and so.
We have the opposite problem here. We have rain every day, but if you've got a covered deck, at least you can get outside while it's still raining.
the point is that, you know, really you can enjoy the outdoor experience more often. I mean, if you're in the UK, every time you light a barbecue, it rains. It's kind of like, you know.
So do we need to make the barbecue a bit more gourmet now and move away from the old sausages and steaks?
I think we're starting to. I mean, for so long, I think Australian barbecue was just two-dimensional, steaks and sausages. But now we are, like you say, we're a bit more gastrosexual. We're aware of our inner master chef, all this food media that's around. We're exposed to so much more. We've got such a wonderful multicultural nation, and we've got ingredients at our fingertips. And we're just starting to really sort of experiment with our food. And I think it's brilliant because from my point of view, I think food is the best way of traveling to a country without leaving your kitchen. You can really experience the culture through its food. And it's a great way to share experiences as well.
So before we get to a recipe or two, Ben, what are your tips for how to approach barbecuing? I mean, do you have any sort of general guidelines for what makes it a good barbecue, what makes it a success?
The golden rule for me is always kind of try and keep it simple. I like to sort of pick a theme and sort of run with it. So, for instance, we could do Thai. So you might do one or two proteins, chicken or fish, or to make it even easier for yourself, choose one protein and then build some accompaniments around it, be it salads and sauces, rice dishes that are all cooked on the barbecue. And then just be prepared. That way you have a relaxing time. You're not chasing your tail around and your guests aren't having their drinks topped up and all that sort of stuff. But I suppose with barbecue, they kind of help themselves anyway with the drinks. That's the rule of thumb. So I think that's the most important thing. And if you need to leave your post, which you should rarely do, you should always make sure you keep an eye on what you're barbecuing. Hand the tongs to someone you trust.
Okay. So basically, be prepared, have a theme, and don't leave that barbecue.
Yeah. Well, most men barely move from the barbecue and shudder at the thought of leaving the barbecue in control of maybe a mate or something. But there are times when you have to leave. Make sure you leave the tongs with someone you can trust. Because I had this barbecue in London. I was doing these Mexican hot dogs, and I had to run down to the shop to buy some ice, and gave my tongs to a Scouser mate of mine who was talking to another Geordie mate of mine, and all they did was chin wag, and I came back and the sausages were cremated.
Oh dear, that's not good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, have you got a recipe for us today? Something maybe with a little bit different, something maybe with seafood or...
Okay, well, we could do seafood. I took something from my outdoor barbecue book and I did this recipe for Electrolux. So I took a whole fillet of fish. Now, you can use salmon. Works really well with an oily fish. I use kingfish, but salmon's probably more available to most from the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
And you make a marinade with... little round onions, which we call shallots, or little cocktail onions, you know, small onions.
Mm-hmm.
Probably want about four or five of those. So we're going to maybe cook about a kilo's worth of fish here. It's for a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, four portions, 200 grams each, they're about 250 grams. So smash all those, put those onions in the blender with about three or four cloves of garlic, the roots of three bits of coriander,
mm-hmm.
some lime juice, about a tablespoon of white pepper, a bit of turmeric, fresh turmeric, like a knob the size of the knuckle on your thumb. Throw that in, shed lime juice, and a little bit of fish sauce. And you make a wet paste with that, okay? And then mm-hmm. you rub it all over your fish and you cut slices into your fish. Rub it all over that and let it marinate for about half an hour maximum. To grill it, you can leave the... if you've got the whole fillet, you can leave that whole. And on the grill barbecue, what you do is you place your fillet skin side down on a piece of baking paper and you lift it up and you put it straight on top of the barbecue. Okay. Mm. Now, what will happen is the paper won't catch on fire because the heat will transfer straight through onto the fish. And you can char your fish up without the skin sticking to the barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is fantastic, and then you can flip it over on the same piece of paper, lift it up and put it onto the resting rack above the flame. Now, if you've got some sweet chili sauce, what I normally do is I just brush some of that over the top, pull the lid down, and while the fish cooks, that chili sauce caramelizes and goes really nice and sweet. Got a nice little bit of chili hit there,
mm-hmm.
and cook it for about 8 minutes, and then lift it off. And serve it with a green pawpaw salad.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it's really simple. And you can do whole fish like that. You don't have to do fillets either. But just using that parchment paper to help stop the fish from sticking.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
Yep. Okay, great. Well, thanks for that, Ben.
No worries.
Enjoy your summer.
I will, and you as well, mate.
Okay.
Happy barbecuing.
Yeah. That's Ben O'Donoghue. He's a chef and a barbecue expert. His book's called Outdoor Grill Your Way Around the World. Sounds like fun.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.